Isha Echelas Betruma Achetikonas Lachupa. There's no such takona. That even though the husband pushes off the Nesuyin, pushes off the Chuppah, she can't eat Truma. She could only eat Truma, or she only gets fed from the husband when they have the Chuppah. But before they have the Kinyan Nesuyin, even though the 12 months are up, the time was there, and the husband didn't do it yet, he does not have to feed her. That's the Mishnah Achreina. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now the Gemara says, how do we know there's such a Ninyan to let your wife 12 months prepare herself for the chuppah? As the Mishnah says, that was still true, that they used to make Kedusha now, Erisin, and then you give your wife 12 months time to prepare herself, to get herself ready for the Nisuyin. So, how do we know this a year's time? Omer Rav Chizda, the Yom HaKorot Apostolic, says, Vayomer Achia V'yima, Teshev Hanari Tano Yomim Ayosar, by Rivka, that when Eliezer went to get Rivka, so Eliezer's, Rivka's parents, Lovin said that let them stay, Teshev Anara, let her stay with us, Yomim. We'll soon see what that means, 1 year. Or else, Oyasar, or else at least 10 months. The Marmai Yomim. What does it mean that first they told Eliezer, we wanted to stay here 1 day, is Mashma. And if you don't let us stay 1 day, then let us stay 10 days. Shred the Gemara, Ilayma, Tre Yomi. If you want to say Yomim, means like 2 days. That first the parents said, let Rivka stay with us at least 2 days. And then, since Eliezer said no, they said, well, let us stay 10 days. For the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any sense. The Gemara, Mishtoi in Shehochi, the people talk like this. Amru le'tshra yoymi, amalu lay. That the parents told Eliezer, let Rivka stay with us 2 days. And Eliezer said, nothing doing. I have to take her back to my Odin Avram Avinu to get married to Yitzchak. I have to take her back. So that's what Eliezer answered back. Is it normal then that the parents should say back, Ormule Asari Yomi? Then they should say, well, let's see, maybe she should stay 10 days. You don't talk that way. If first you asked for 2 days and they said no, you don't ask for 10 days. You can ask for half a day for an hour, but not for 10 days. Ella, so what's the Pshan the Pusik? That they said, first they asked, let us stay with us Yomim. And then they said, if you don't agree for that, at least also, Ella Ma Yomim Shono. What they meant to say is, let us stay with us for a year. In other words, true, we're masking Rivka should get married to Yitzchak Avinu, but we want her first to prepare herself a full year. So you see, there's such a minig that you prepare yourself a full year before you have the Nisuin. The Yechzid is a pasuk in Bayikra that says, Yomim Tia Gulosai, that Yom Baigula, when you sell your fields and you want to buy it back, you can buy it back for 1 year. Yomim over there means a full year. You have a full year to buy back the property that you sold. So the kids, you see, a lashon of Yomim sometimes means a full year. So here, then it's very good that first the parents said, let us stay with us for a year. And he said, nothing doing. Then they said, Ayasa, but I call upon him, let us stay 10 months. He also said, nothing doing. Fred Gemara, V'yei Mechoidish, maybe no. Maybe Yomim means a month. Maybe they only ask for it to stay a month. Maybe there's only an Indian to prepare yourself for Nesuyin 1 month and not more than a month. Where's the Rai here? They meant to prepare himself for a full year. Maybe Yomim means a month. Because there is a passing in Bamidbar that says, Ad Chodesh Yomim. It says Chodesh Yomim means the days of a month. So you see, a month is called days. Chodesh Yomim. So maybe here when they said, Teshev Hanari Tonu Yomim, Ayasa, maybe Yomim means a Chodesh. And then also, Ayasa would be good, or else 10 days. So maybe that's all they wanted. That Rivka should stay with them another month. So that's all you need to prepare yourself. It was only 1 month. Where's the Rai here? It means a year. And the Mar Amri, I'll tell you like this. Donin Yomim Stam Miyomim Stam. In the Pasuk by Rivka, the Pasuk says Yomim. And by Gula, where it talks about a year, it says Yomim Tiye Gulasai. It says just the word Yomim by itself. So we have a proof that the word Yomim by itself means a year. V'yein Donim Yomim Stam Miyomim Shineh Behem Chodesh. Don't bring me a proof on the Pasuk in Bamid B'yir Aleph, that there it says Ad Chodesh Yomim. True, it says the word Yomim, but there it says the word Chodesh. It doesn't say the word Yomim by itself. So we're bringing we want to know what's the Pshat in the Pasuk by Rivka, that it says Yomim by itself. So we find another Pasuk in Bayikra, and it says Yomim Tiyeh Gulasai, the word Yomim by itself. So we'd rather learn out the word Yomim from the word Yomim, that it means a complete year, than rather learning out from the word Ad Chodesh Yomim, that it shouldn't mean a month, because there it doesn't say the word Yomim by itself. But rather it says, Chodesh Yomim. So therefore it's more mistaken to say, Yomim means a full year. So This is like the esmachta that there's such an inyan to let your wife prepare herself 12 months before you make nisuyin. Omer Rabbi Zera. Zera said this. Tano, ketano. We learned like this. Ketano, bein hi, bein aviyo, yecholom lakif. In the case of a ketano, Trashi yecholom lakif means linosa yachetagdol. In a case where a man married a ketana, he made erison with her. So the locher is, ben he, she herself, or else her father could tell the chosn, I don't want you to make nisun yet. I don't want you to live with my daughter yet until she becomes a gedolah. Like even though by normal person, by normal kala, the most you should wait is 12 months. After that, you're not allowed to push it off. But if she's a ketana, and they want to wait until she becomes a gedolah, that you're allowed to wait. That's what the braisa says. Tumara says, Vishlaim ihi, I understand that she herself, this ketana, this young girl, like she got herself into trouble here while she got married, but she doesn't want to get herself into more trouble. She doesn't want to have the student to live with the man yet. She's a girl. She's a young kid. His Motsi Makfa, I can understand, she says she's not ready for it yet. She doesn't want to have a nisuyin, she doesn't want to live with the man yet. So we could understand that the ketana thought, I'll make kedusha now. Nisuyin, another 5 years now, become a gedolah, I'll have nisuyin. So she could push it off, that's good. For the Gemara though, but Aviyo, my nafkula minei, what's the difference about the father? Why should the father stop it? Amanashach, his daughter got married already. So let them have nisuyin, like if she wants to, why should the father stop it? Samara says no. So in the Gemara, yes, there is a svar why the father should be able to stop it. Because Savari, the father thinks like this, Hashta la yoda. She's a young kid, she's 8 years old, 9 years, she doesn't know what she's getting herself into. So she'll be masking now to make nisuyin to live with the man. But lamar chamimrida, but I know my daughter that next day, the next week, she'll become my redis. She'll say, I can't take you anymore, I don't want to be with you anymore. V'nafken, she'll go out. V'yasiya v'nofil loyu. You know what's going to happen to her? She'll come back to the father's house. The father will have to start feeding her again. So male, the father will have to be a chacham now to say, nothing doing. I don't want my daughter to come back to me. I want the husband to take care of him. And I know that she's not ready for the nisuyin yet. So that's a svara the father has the right to say, she's too young yet to make the nisuyin. I want you, chosin, to wait until she comes to gedolah. That's a good taina. The chosin has to listen to the father also. Omer Rabbi Avo Abba Bar Levi. Ein poiskin ala ketana liyasiya kishikatana. Ein poiskin, Rashi says, means we don't make shiduchim, or we don't make up for a ketana that she should make nisuyin when she's a ketana. It's not a right thing to do. Calls them on, the girl is a ketana, she's not 12 years old yet, don't talk about nisuyin. Mashma kedushin alone you could talk about, but not about nisuyin. Avo poiskin ala ketana liyasiya kishikadela. But you could talk about a ketana now, make shiduchim at least, that the nisuyin will be when she becomes a gedola. Rashi learns, and if the Rashi learns, Avo Peskin means, V'davka b'loy kedushin, enechnami, only without kedushin. Like, you're allowed to make shiduchin. If you have your girl that's 7 years old, 8 years old, you can make shiduchin for her. You can find a good chosin, and make up that in 5 years from now, you'll marry her. Avo Rashi, kedushin b'ketanas loy, acha tagdol. The term of plenty on the rights. It's not such a good thing to do, though, to let your young girl, your young daughter, get married. Even though the father could do it, no matter how, she could be one day old, the father has the right to marry her off, but mashma is not such a nice thing to do. That you shouldn't do. But you're allowed to make shidduchim now, like to know who eventually she will get married to. But the more pshita, like why not? What are they doing wrong? Pshita. But ma the time I would have thought, leichesh duma, miley pachta mehashta, v'cholsha, if the poor girl, she gets a shidduch now, she's 7 years old, and she knows that she has to marry this man, she'll get sick right now. Dilma, Mount Lechish, Dilma Maila Pachta, she'll become very afraid right now when she starts thinking about getting married. V'choshen, she gets weak from that. So maybe you're not allowed to do it to her either. You're not allowed to make a shidduch for your young 7-year-old girl. Is Kamashmala? No, we're not afraid of that. That you are allowed to make a shidduch for your young girl. As long as you set the date for the Nisuyin when she's 12 years old. After which comes the Gedolah. All right, then. Omer Avuna, Bogro Yoimechot. Let's say a girl became a Bogro, that means she became 12 and a half years old. Halacha is when she's 12 and has two Cyrus, she's called the Nara Gedolah. For 6 months,
and then at 12 and a half, she's called a Bageris. So once she becomes 12 and a half, Veniskacha, and then somebody marries her then, the Kedushin is first after she's a Bageris, is Neisnen law Shloshim Yom Kamona. Then she only has to wait 30 days like an Amona. So she's already 12 and a half, she can take care of herself. So then we say it's enough to give her 30 days to prepare herself for the Tachshitim. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. So the Mishnah says you give her 12 months, that means if you made the Kedushin with a Ketana or with an Ara. But if you made the Kedushin with a Vageris, she only gets 30 days like an Amona. Meisvei Avakasha on you, Rav Huna. Says Bogro Harehi Kitfua. Says when the girl becomes a Vageris, it's considered like then the husband already was Tavua. So Rashi says means Kilo Tovul Hochenatzma Nesuyin. As if the husband now automatically went over to and said, prepare yourself for the Nesuyin. So my love kitzfua de b'sula. My love doesn't mean to say that as soon as she becomes a begeris, she has to start preparing herself now. But she has, like a regular b'sula, 12 months to prepare herself. Not like you, Rav Huna. Tomorrow says loy kitzfua de almona. All that b'risa means is that once the girl becomes a begeris, it's considered now like the husband already told her, prepare yourself for the chuppah. And but you only have 30 days since you're a begeris already, since you're 12 and a half. You have the loch like an amona, you only need 30 days, not more. Toshma, come in now, bring another proof. Toshma, Vigeris Sheshosa Shnei Masachodesh, or Vigeris that waited a year. Reb Lezer Weimer, Ho Yovachayev Balabazana Seho, since the husband, or in other words, she waited 12 months for the Nisuyin, even if the husband didn't make the Nisuyin yet, like the Mishnah Rishayna, the husband has to feed her, therefore, Yefer, the husband alone has a right to be made for her Nadarim. If she makes a neder, the halacha is an arusa, the father and the husband has to be made for it together. When she becomes a nesuya, she goes completely into the husband's rishus, then the husband alone can be made for her nedarim. Here, that they waited 12 months, and now, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, she has to get fed, so the husband can be made for her. So, churetz mashma what, that a bageris has to wait 12 months? Not like Rav Huna. So, Mar says, no, aim like this, bageris, that's one case. We she only has to wait 30 days. Another case is, v'sheshosa shnei masachodesh. And in the case where she got married when she was a psula, an ara, and she waited 12 months, they have the same halacha. Then, echnami, if she got married when she was a begeris, it could be she only has to wait 30 days and not more. Reb Lezer Weimer, hoyel obayla chayim b'zanaseh yefer. That's what the b'risa should say. But it's no stira, it just means that either a begeris 30, or else a regular ketana, or nara when she has 12 months. Toshima, another proof. It says, Hama'aris as absula, if somebody makes erisin, marries. Absula, girl didn't live with a man yet, bein shetov abal. Whether the husband said, let's make the chuppah. Vima kevis, and she says no. Bein shetovi, whether she says, I want to make the nesuyin, obal makiv. And the Baal says, nothing doing, I'm not ready to make the Nisuyin yet. Is Neisen lo Shnei Masachodesh Mishas Tviya. No matter who asked who, then it's Chal the Din to wait 12 months, and at the end of 12 months is this man to make the Nisuyin. Avoloi Mishas Erisin, but not from the Erisin alone. Like the first Rashi said of the Mishnah. That you make Erisin with your wife, that means nothing yet. It's only after the Erisin that you Toveya, you ask her, I want to get ready for the Nisuyin. Or she says to him, I want to get ready for the Nisuyin, then you give it 12 months. It says here now, Ubogro Harei Kitfua. When she becomes a Begeris, that in itself is like he's asking her to have Nisuyin. Ketsa, what does it mean? Bogro Yemech, she became a Begeris. Veniskacha, and then she got married. Noisten Lashnei Masachodesh. So it says clearly, not like Rav Huna. It says here, the girl was the first of Begeris, she was 12 and a half. And the man married her. Still it says we give her 12 months. Uli Arusa Shloshim Yoin. And Arusa, we'll soon see what that means, only gets 30 days. But I call upon him to Yufta, the Rav Huna to Yufta. Here it's a Kasha Stira to Rav Huna. Here it says clearly that even though she was a Begeris first, and then she got married, all she still needs 12 months. Now for the Gemara, Mayul Arusa Shloshim Yoin. What does it mean Arusa gets 30 days? What kind of business is this? And Arusa gets 12 months? A Bageris that already waited 12 months, a year. Veniskacha, now she gets married. This much year. this much yes. In other words, if she's 13 and a half years old, and then she gets married, that's clear like an amona. Then she only has to wait 30 days. But when she's 12 and a half years old, and then she gets married, she still has the 12-month period. So it's not in Gansen like Rav Huna, it's half like Rav Huna. But a Geruth does have a different halacha. But when she comes 13 and a half, but at 12 and a half, even though she's a Begeris, still not like Rav Huna, she still needs a 12-month period to prepare herself. Hegiya Zman Vlenisu. Says now there comes the time, the 12 months are up, when the husband is supposed to make the Nisuyin, and he didn't. So the Mishnah Rishonis says she's allowed to eat Truma, and the Mishnah Achronis says nothing doing, she can't eat Truma until they go to Chuppah. Now why not? So Omer Ula says like this, Tavah Torah Midi Yeraisa Arusa Bas Yisrael Lecheles Betruma. Midi Yeraisa, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, if she got married, she only has Kedushin, just Erisin to a Kayin, she's allowed to eat Truma Midi Yeraisa. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'koyen kiyikne nefesh. When a koyen acquires a soul, that means he gets married. Kinyan kaspa is called his, kinyan kaspa is called his money. Your wife is called your money, your koyen, you own her. So therefore, the koyen owns his wife, she's allowed to eat truma. V'hai nami kinyan kaspa hu. A wife is called your kinyan kaspa, is called you own your wife. So therefore, midiraisa, a koyen's wife is allowed to eat truma, even with kedushin alone. Now, my tam omru ein rechelus. Why do the rabbanon say she can't eat truma until they have nesuyin, until she moves in and lives with the husband? One reason is Ula says shema yimzru la kais v'vayseviya, because usually when she's in arusa before she has nesuyin, she still lives by her father. Now her father is a Yisrael, so she can start eating truma then. We're afraid she'll take truma home and give it to her father. Her aspetishka leachil leachaisa, she'll give it to her brother and her sister. So therefore, we don't want the Narusa that lives by her father's house, the Yisrael, to take Truma home and give it to her brother and her sister. That's why the Rabbanan said in Nesuya, oh, you have to wait till Nesuyin, till you move into your husband's house, then you can start eating Truma. For the Mari Hochi, if so, Egiyazman v'leniso nami? If so, how come the Mishnah Rishonah held that if it comes to 12 months, even though the husband doesn't make Nesuyin, she can eat Truma? Ay, l'chur, she's still by her father's house. Tumar no hosam. And the Marhosam Duchtum Yachadlo, if he already waited 12 months, he has to set aside a house for her. She moves out of her father's house then, and she has a special house. So we're not afraid now she'll give her brother a sister seat. Elo Miyatir, Sofret Gemara, Lokit Koyin Yisrael. Let's say a Koyin gets hired to work by Yisrael's house. He becomes a Chveis was a butler. What's going to be if a Koyin becomes a butler by a Jew, by Yisrael? Is the chul lelecha b'truma? There should be an issue then that this butler now he can't eat truma because he's in the Yisrael's house. We have to be afraid the master will eat the leftover truma. Do moslemecha b'adei. And the Gemara nein hashtim mididu safilei by a butler. We're not afraid if the master has to support the kohen mididei achli. We're not afraid he'll eat from the kohen. Now, if you're a maid, if you're working for your boss, so the way it goes is the boss gives you the food. So Mela, we're not afraid that the Kohen's going to have his own truma there, and maybe the boss will come teach from it. The boss doesn't eat from the worker's food. If anything, the worker gets the food from the boss, not the other way. This is one reason why a Narusa does not eat truma. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yudah, a different reason. Mishum Simfon. We're afraid that maybe there's a mum on her body. In other words, you married the girl, so you didn't live with her yet, Erison. You don't know her body yet. We have to be afraid, maybe there's a mum there, there's some disgusting scar on her body that you can't take. And we're afraid later, b'shash, you make nisuyin, when the first time you nisuya, it's going to be like a mekach tois. You're not going to want her. And the gedushin is batel mafreya. So if she ate truma in between, she was doing an aveira then. So therefore, she can't eat truma until the chosin makes nisuyin, and he checks her out, and then if he still wants her, that's 100% gedushin. Freddie Murray, Hachi, if so, Nichnasa Lechupa Vlanivola Nami, Lechura, why our Mishnah says, even the Mishnah Achrena says, and Isha Chels Betru Machetikonas Lechupa, Mashm, as soon as they make Chupa, that's enough, even though he doesn't live with her yet. We should also be afraid, then what does Chupa alone help? He still didn't see her yet, maybe she has a scar on her body? And the Gemara now, Hosa Mivdat Bodiklu Vodamail. There's a Svara there, Rashi learns, Biyad Krevaisav. Before a man makes Nisuyin with his wife, he has his relatives, his sister's mother, checks her out. Chveis, I don't know what it means. They meet her in the bathhouse, they meet her in the mikvah. Chveis, he has his relatives, checks her out before he makes Nisuyin. So if he took her into the chuppah, he already knows that she has no mumim on her body, and therefore she's allowed to eat truma. For the Gemara Lamiyatif, so Eved Kohen Shalokum Yisrael. If a Kohen buys an Eved off of Yisrael, the halacha is an Eved Kohen can eat Truma. Again, the Eved should not be able to eat Truma. Mishum Simfun, maybe later the master will find out there's something wrong with the Eved. He has a mum on his body and he doesn't want the Eved, so it's not the Eved Kohen. But the Gemara know, simply be'avodim lekom. There's no such thing as a mum by a slave. Manashach. Did the Avroi, if the mum discards on the outside and on his face, that you could see it, hakachazila, you saw it, and you accepted this service, obviously you could take it. Did the Gavoi, Elamai has a scar under his shirt, so for the Gemara, what do you care? Lemlochokaboy, you need the Eved to work. You don't have to look at his stomach. So if he has a scar there, it doesn't bother you. So therefore, by never, there's no mekach tois. And you don't care about the mum that he has. For the Gemara, what could be the worst thing?